I said, read what? It said, books. I asked, what books? It spelled really fast, Any and All by Albert Schweitzer. Now my friends asked me, who's Albert Schweitzer? I said, I think he's a doctor in Africa. They said, has he written any books? I said, not that I know of, but I'll be in Lethbridge tomorrow, Alberta, Canada, and I'll check at the library and see if he has. It's not that I learned anything from reading Schweitzer's books that I could use in my life, except that it was kind of like what the Ouija board was. In other words, the very fact that the board worked made me realize that there were major phenomena regarding non-physical beings that I didn't know anything about. And then meeting Schweitzer through his books opened my mind further to the fact that I didn't know everything in that direction, you know, philosophy and the Bible, either. So I bought a Ouija board, and although it wouldn't work for me, I tried it on hundreds of people, you know, in my travels as an entertainer, and I found about three people that it really did work for. One of those was a fellow entertainer in Portland, Oregon. We talked with non-physical beings that told us that in physical form they had been pirates and priests, there were politicians and rabbis. It was just the kind of conversations you might have at parties, and it was a very different attitude from the one on the Ouija board that suggested that I read Schweitzer. There was nothing of value that I could use in my life or that I could learn to teach to anybody else that they could use. So I just, one day I just threw it off into the bushes. That was the end of that stage of my conscious non-physical interest or activity. The next major thrust forward occurred in 1965. While doing concerts in a series of colleges and universities, I found Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. And just as I'd had no interest or belief in the Ouija board before I personally experienced it, I had no conscious interest or belief in thinking and growing rich until I started reading that book. Yet for some reason I picked it up, and about 12 pages in, my hair was just standing up all over my body, you know, thrill bumps everywhere. I decided to do exactly as it suggested, and it worked so well for me that in a very brief time I was able to build a multinational business, touching meaningfully the lives of many thousands. I even began teaching the principles that I was learning from the book. And then after Esther and I were married, that was in 1980, I told her about some of my Ouija board experiences. She finally said, Jerry, and we really get along. She said, I really don't want to hear about the Ouija board. I can't even stay in the room when you talk about it. So you see, she had been taught to have tremendous fear of it. So since I didn't want to disturb her, that was the end of me even talking about the Ouija board. By 1983, I'd kind of come as far as I wanted to with teaching Think and Grow Rich. I'd seen a few people become millionaires, a very few. I saw lots of people expand, but I also saw a number of people whose lives didn't seem to get much better no matter how many courses they took. And so I felt there has to be another level of knowing that I can find. So my search just continued. It was about that time, we were in a library in Phoenix, and I spotted a book on a shelf entitled Seth Speaks, S-E-T-H. And I thought, I wonder what that is. I took the book down, and as I started reading it, my hairs were standing on end again. Those massive thrill bumps were there again, and I thought, here we go again. Now, Esther didn't want to hear about that either. She said that she sensed that it was some sort of weird book. You see, Jane Roberts, the author, she and her husband, Robert Butts, she would go into a sort of a trance and allow Seth, a non-physical personality, to speak through her, and they wrote these Seth books. So rather than disturb Esther, I'd get up in the mornings while she was still asleep, and I would read. But then now I started telling Esther about the principles I was learning from the book, and she'd say, well, that's really good. You see, it was the process of a physical being in contact with non-physical beings that was frightening her. So I started using what I was learning in my life, and Esther started getting more excited and more interested. You see, her change in attitude came about as she became aware that through her personal experience, it all felt good, whereas her fears before were not from her personal experience, but they were from what she had been led to believe by what others believed, from what they had been in turn led to believe, and so on. I've always believed in judging the tree by the fruits of it. And so everything that I look at how do I feel about it? And there was so much of it that just felt right for me. So it didn't make any difference where it came from or how it was presented. The fact that it was something that I found of value that I could use.